This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is J. Christian Adams, former attorney for the Department of Justice Civil Rights Division. You may remember we had a conversation with him a few weeks ago when he testified before the U.S. Civil Rights Commission about a number of voting rights cases. And another issue has come to light that Mr. Adams is here to tell us about, and that's the voting rights of U.S. service members serving far from home and protecting our freedoms. And Christian, it's great to have you with us again.
Great to be here.
Well, we've seen in recent elections, a couple times actually in the past decade at least, where the ballots of soldiers coming in on time or being processed correctly, filling out the forms correctly, have become an issue in campaigns. But what you've discovered is that their votes just may not count this year because the different states and the Department of Justice itself haven't gotten their act together to get these ballots out on time. Explain what's going on here.
Well, that's right. In 2008, there were 17,000 overseas military voters' ballots that were not counted. 17,000 were essentially trashed. And so what happened is Congress passed a new law in 2009, last year, called the MOVE Act. And it said that ballots have to go to overseas military voters 45 days in advance of the election, which is roughly around September 12th, I believe. Ballots have to go out 45 days in advance so everybody has enough time to get the ballot and send it back so it can be counted. Unfortunately, a number of states applied for waivers to exempt themselves from this law. And those states are New York, that got a waiver, Delaware, Massachusetts, Rhode Island, and Washington State. They're going to be exempted from this new law. But what's even worse are the states that said, we can't comply with the law, and they applied for waivers, and they were denied, rightfully so. But the problem is now you have states like Hawaii, Wisconsin, Maryland, Alaska. They're in a position where there's no way they're going to get the ballots in time to soldiers serving overseas.
Christian, what's the reason that these states say they can't comply with this? It doesn't seem like it's that complicated.
Well, it's not. And states like Florida and Georgia and Vermont passed laws to bring themselves in compliance with MOVE. All of those states had late primaries. And that's really the problem in the ones I just mentioned, is late primaries. Although in some cases, like I think Washington has an August primary, the late primary is the problem. And so some states fixed it, but some states didn't. Let's look at Maryland. Maryland has a late primary, and they did absolutely nothing about fixing this. What did Maryland spend its time on instead? They passed a law in Maryland to give 16-year-olds the right to register to vote. That got through the Maryland General Assembly, but protecting our soldiers and sailors overseas did not.
And in terms of what the Justice Department is doing or whatever agency of the federal government to enforce the law that Congress passed, how much work are they doing to try and make these states toe the line here?
Well, that's the next big problem involved in military voting this year is inactivity by the Justice Department. The Justice Department, in particular the voting section, these are the same people who dismissed the new Black Panther case. They knew that there was going to be a problem months ago. Months ago they knew there was going to be a problem, and they could have filed a lawsuit. I discuss this in great detail in my pajamasmedia.com article, and they knew there was a lawsuit that could have been filed, but they never did it. They never brought the case. They stalled. They told states that they might not even have to comply with the law. And right now, every single day that goes by, and they don't bring a lawsuit in these states, means that someone's going to lose their right to vote.
The question is, do you sense that this is more political or just incompetence?
Well, there's no question that there's a measure of incompetence. It's all about personnel. It's about bureaucrats who've been doing the same thing the same way for year after year after year. And these people don't like to be told to do things differently. I know. I used to be there. I know exactly what's going on. There's certainly an element of that. But early this year, some political appointees, namely a man named Spencer Overton, who is a law professor now at George Washington, was meeting with states and telling various people that they didn't need to comply with the law, that even if you got a waiver, it would be permanent through the 2012 presidential election. Astonishingly bad legal analysis, but nonetheless, it's what the political appointee Spencer Overton was thinking. So there may in fact be a mix of both ineptitude and political motivation.
Talk about the length of the waivers here. You said these might extend through the 2012 election. Isn't there some sort of expiration on these?
Well, thankfully there is. After Senator John Cornyn figured out that the Justice Department was peddling Spencer Overton's crazy view of the law, the Justice Department retreated. And they said, no, that's not accurate. We agree that it's a one-time-only waiver. But for a while there, this Justice Department was trying to get these states exempted going into the next presidential election.
In terms of the states that have really late primaries, in fact, there are some states that still haven't had theirs, like New York and Delaware and Massachusetts, maybe, and a couple others. What is being done there? Will those states eventually have to just move their primaries earlier in the calendar?
Well, that's what you would think would happen. But, you know, New York had to do things with the Help America Vote Act of 2002. And as of last year, they were still out of compliance 7 years later. And the Justice Department kept sort of stringing it along. You can't count on places like Albany and Boston and Providence to fix things. These are slow, lumbering Leviathan state governments. And hopefully they place a greater priority in some of those places on our soldiers and sailors.
You mentioned 17,000 votes were tossed out in 2008. Any votes being tossed out for ridiculous reasons is wrong for anyone, especially our service members. What kind of percentage is that of the military vote?
Well, I'll tell you what. I don't know exactly what it is, but I will tell you that the military voters are not participating at the rates they should be. Some of this is because of the system. The system is so daunting. And MOVE is designed to help fix that, to give military voters the confidence. For example, they now have the right to check online to see where their ballot is, to see if it actually got cast. Well, guess what? 27 states haven't implemented that. 27 states have failed to do what the federal law requires on checking online, and the Justice Department hasn't done a single thing about enforcing this law.
Christian, real quickly, is it too late to do anything in terms of this year's midterms elections? I know the waivers are in place and some of these states are exempted right now, but in terms of making it as good as possible, is there anything that can be done?
Well, I think if citizens were to call the Justice Department voting section and say, enforce the law, if citizens were to call their congressmen and their senators and say, tell the Justice Department to file lawsuits to enforce the MOVE Act, especially if you've got soldiers and sailors in your family, veterans organizations should be doing this. I mean, there are things people can do, and I think this is a year where people seem to be taking it upon themselves to demand accountability from the government.
And Christian, real quickly, tell folks where they can find your extended writing on this.
PajamasMedia.com. I'm a contributing columnist at PajamasMedia.com, and you'll also find some particulars about this issue at ElectionLawCenter.com, which is my blog.
Very good. Christian, thank you so much for your time today.
Take care. Bye-bye.
J. Christian Adams, a former attorney for the Department of Justice Civil Rights Division. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.